Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 400, the stanzas 1, 4, 5, and 7. Hallelujah, praise Jehovah. O my soul, Jehovah, praise. I will sing the glorious praises of my God through all my days and what follows. Psalter 400, 1, 4, 5, and 7. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Psalm 64. Psalm 64. To the chief musician, Psalm of David. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, who whet their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They commune of lying snares privately. They say, who shall see them? They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search of both the inward thought of every one of them, and the heart is deep. But God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away. And all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider of his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord, and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. We announce that Wesley Niels was privileged to return home from the hospital this afternoon hour. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then by renewal on this special day of thanksgiving, then we attempt to call upon thy most holy name with our unclean lips. It is a day that has been set aside to acknowledge thee for thy many blessings which thou so richly, liberally, and undeservedly has given unto us and our children in the season gone by. Then in the midst of the mourning, in the midst of the trials of life, then thou hast left many precious and good things in our midst. Then thou hast yet made a difference with so many people upon the face of the earth. In this past season, then there has not been one amongst us that had to go hungry to bed. There are many upon the world in this day that had nothing to eat. They know not where their next meal comes from, and death stares them in their face. Thou grantest unto us and our children that we may have a home to dwell in, a bed and a pillow to sleep upon. There was not one in the past season that had to sleep under a bridge, on the street, under the open sky. It is written in thy word of thy dear Son, that the foxes have holes, the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Then the temporal blessings, they have been manifold. In the midst of thy solemn speaking, then thou hast still been mindful of us, and our Lord, then we do well on this special day, whether we have been mindful of thee. Above all, thou hast still left the truth of thy precious testimony in our midst. Thou still counsels us to buy that precious gold and that white raiment and thyself, that we may see great multitudes upon the world that are in Egyptian darkness, that have never heard of the name of Jesus Christ as the only name given under heaven whereby we must and can be saved. A great multitudes under a strange religion, heathenism, many under a false religion, and great multitudes have turned their back upon thy word and the truth thereof. That people also have a soul for a never-ending eternity that needs to be saved. Then in thy special providence, we may still have thy word, O Lord. Then surely it is also for a special purpose, where thou art still gathering the church, by word and by spirit. And then on a Thanksgiving day, a day to reflect upon what thou wast given, what thou wast done in the season past, and also to reflect what we have done, O Lord. Wilt thou grant unto us and our children a low place at thy footstool? The prayer of the publican, God be merciful to me, a sinner, Lord. May that special purpose, may that be fulfilled in the season that lies before us. We have but a short time here below. There were those on the last Thanksgiving Day present with us in thy house and who were no more. To that end, wilt thou grant a hastening for our life's sake, Lord? Wilt thou remember the consistory? Wilt thou strengthen? Wilt thou help? Wilt thou encourage? May we be given to need continually the great office bearer at thy right hand. And when the gospel net may be let down each time by renewal on the Sabbath day, the catechism classes, the confession of faith class, and house visitation, that it shall not have to be as it was with the disciples that night, that they caught nothing. Lord, it is thy work, the work of thy Spirit, when that gospel net may be let down, that sinners, that great sinners, that they may be caught. Oh, in these dark and solemn times, may it please thee to glorify thy great and worthy name in the coming of thy kingdom, that our little boys and our little girls, that they may be converted, that our young people, that they may be given to make that good choice, that the middle-aged are given to see what shall it profit we gain the whole world and lose our never-dying soul, and that the elderly in the evening of their life, that they may be saved. Wilt thou bless the labors in the family circles? Oh, do help fathers and mothers. May it be accompanied by prayer, by a godly example. Bless the labors in our Christian school. We commend unto thee the school board, their weighty, their responsible task. Remember the administration. Wilt thou remember and help the teachers with those that stand at their side? May their numbers be increased. Bless thy holy word. Lord, remember thy children in this mishak here below. Oh, wilt thou instruct them? May they be given to sit at thy feet. May they experience the riches of thy grace in a richer measure through that precious mediator as their prophet, their priest, and their king. We commend thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth unto thee. In these dark and solemn times, as Satan has but a short time, but he is a defeated enemy. May it please the great King to do a great work, and that the kingdom of Satan may be diminished and thy kingdom built up. We commend unto thee the nations of the earth in these solemn times where thy judgments are hanging so low over the earth. May we be given to take it to heart. We think of our mission field, where soon elections hope to be held. Wilt thou have mercy also upon that country and care for the team? Remember that people. We remember our southern neighbor, where in the near future also elections are planned. May it please thee to remember also that nation in thy great mercy, and that thou may grant men, thou hast all hearts in thy hand, that thou may grant men that may have knowledge of thy word, and that have learned to bow their knees to ask wisdom of thee. Remember our poor country, where there is so little acknowledgement under thy solemn speaking, that thou art the sovereign ruler over all the earth, and thou hast everything in thy hands, and everything depends upon thy blessing. Lord, may it please thee in the season before us to grant labor to perform. Wilt thou help and remember the mothers in the midst of the family circles? Wilt thou remember man, and wilt thou remember beast? Then we commend by renewal in this day unto thee the mourning families, there are many amongst us. Oh, do continue to remember and uphold them, and that out of that mourning another mourning may be born, and that is a mourning because of our sins and a need to be reconciled and to be saved. Remember all our elderly ones in the Bethesda with those that may lovingly care for them, those in their dwellings, those that may go in and out. Then thou was granted that they may have another Thanksgiving day. Lord, above all things, be mindful of their never-dying soul. We remember the sick and the afflicted. Thou was granted in this afternoon hour that a little son, that he may return home. Ah, remember him in his young life. May it please thee by thy grace to take early possession of his young heart that is calling. No one is too young, and when it pleases thee to work by thy Spirit, remember him together with his parents and family. Remember all under the doctor's care, sick relatives, those that are serious with great concerns, O Lord. Wilt thou remember them, and that the means may be blessed. Remember the crosses, the burdens. Remember prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. We commend unto thee all those that work, taking care of the sick, those that work in the emergency field. Wilt thou grant what is necessary also in this season. And now, Lord, we humbly ask of thee for thy help. Wilt thou open thy word? Wilt thou grant Aaron's and hers? May it please thee to bless thy word. Go from bench to bench and from heart to heart, and also from dwelling to dwelling. May that be an unbearable burden. Lord, have mercy upon us and our children, and that under thy solemn speaking, that thou may grant that we may be given to repent of our evil and worldly ways. It is written in thy word that thou art waiting to be gracious. May the outgoing of the service be for the coming of thy kingdom and for the glory of thy name. What we forget, forget it not. Bless all that awaits thy blessing. Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 139, the first five stanzas. The mighty God, the Lord, has spoken unto all, from rising to the setting sun, the nations hear his call, and what follows, 139, the first five stanzas. in this evening hour, with the help of the Lord. Then we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Psalm 64, the verses 9 and 10. Where God's word and our text reads thus: "And all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider of his doings. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory." Our text words speak of the outcome of God's doing upon the children of men, with four thoughts. In the first place, all men shall fear. In the second place, all men shall consider his works. In the third place, the righteous shall be glad. And in the fourth place, the righteous shall trust. The outcome of God's doing upon the children of men: all men shall fear, all men shall consider his works, the righteous shall be glad, and the righteous shall trust. Beloved congregation, our psalm is a psalm of David, a Psalm 64 that follows Psalm 63, where David was thirsting and longing for the Lord in the wilderness. A vehement desire to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Are there also souls on Thanksgiving Day that has been your desire, that the Lord has given prayer to beg, to humbly ask him, that on this Thanksgiving Day it may be a special day, as it was for Simon Peter when he was given to see it? Then his soul followed hard after the Lord. He was given to experience that the Lord was such a faithful God, and that for an unfaithful people. But now in Psalm 64, then David is given to unburden his heart, and many a trial, many a trouble, and persecution. And then he has begun, "Hear my voice, O God. In my prayer, preserve my life." Thus David is given to speak, "My voice, my prayer, my life." And then he has asked the Lord. It is clear in this solemn that David was persecuted. The exact time is not written in this solemn, whether in the time of Saul, Absalom, or another time is not so clear. And then in the verses 2 through 6. Then David is given to write about the exercises of the ungodly. I read in Romans 3 verse 19 that the fear of God is not before their eyes. And in verse 4, then we read, and they fear not. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They commence of laying snares privately, they say, who shall see them? Thus David, when he writes about the ungodly, then he declares that those ungodly ones, they have not an impression, at least not a very great impression, that the Lord sees everything upon this world, that he beholds all our works and all our actions. And then in verse 7, then David is given to declare that the end of those ungodly ones, that it shall not be well. Oh, the Lord is so long-suffering, but his long-suffering shall come to an end. How has it been in the past season? Have there been times that we have been given to be wonder? The patient long-suffering of the Lord, that he still bears with us. In the way of experience, it is true. David, in this psalm, then he is given to write about those who manifest in their life that they are bitter enemies of the Lord and of his church. Nevertheless, how necessary that by the uncovering work of the Holy Spirit that we become the ungodly one, and a prayer for mercy. But when the long suffering of the Lord comes to an end, but God shall shoot at them with an arrow, suddenly shall they be wounded, so they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. Fulfilled in different places in the scripture, in the book of Esther, then Haman, he is built a gallows, that a Mordecai would be hung thereupon because he has refused to bow to Haman. But then it has been fulfilled. They shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. Then, boys and girls, you know the history. Who was now hung on those gallows? That was Haman himself. Esther, many times called the book of God's providence, think of Daniel 6. When those friends, those other princes, not friends of course, but in the business world that had a place under Nebuchadnezzar, when that decree was made that no man for 30 days could ask any superior any blessing, and then those friends, they had seen it was their desire that a Daniel that he would be cast into the den of lions, but has been fulfilled, that their own tongue to fall upon themselves, all that see them shall flee away. And then comes our text. It speaks especially when the Lord speaks to the children of men, and when he comes with his solemn judgments in the past season, then the Lord has spoken to the whole earth. We and our children have experienced things that we have never experienced before. Then it has been true. What we have sung together out of Psalm 50, that the mighty God, even the Lord, has spoken from the rising of the sun to the going down thereof. I read in Psalm 76, verse 8, Thou didst cause judgment to be heard from heaven. The earth feared and was still. In Psalm 46, verse 8, Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolation he has brought upon the earth. And now we read in our text that under the Lord's solemn speaking in the context, then it refers that the enemies of God, that they shall be visited with special judgments. And then we read, And all men shall fear. That word all in the scriptures, that does not necessarily mean each and every one, but it does mean a great number. It can also mean all classes over the length and the breadth of the earth, that they shall fear on account of that innate knowledge which we all have, that there is that inward knowledge, an impression, that there is a supreme ruler that reigneth over the heavens and of the earth. And when the Lord speaks in special ways, it is true. In that respect, we live in very evil days. When we think of North America, when we think of the Pilgrim Fathers, how they have come to this country with the Holy Word of God, escape persecution, with a desire that they may worship the Lord in this large land according to the Word of God. Oh, what great works that the Lord has done in North America. The winter months are coming. Read of the revivals in the New England states. Oh, what a wonderful and what a mighty work that the Lord has done. Those were times when among the multitudes that God's word was not perfect, but had a great place, and when there was much thought of God, but alas, in the latter days of the earth, Then there are so many atheists that refuse. Reverend Hallenbrook, young people, you remember it, Reverend Hallenbrook, concerning an atheist, has said, more a desire and then a belief. And to that end, in Psalm 14, there I read, the fool does not say he believeth, but he saith that there is no God. And in the book of Revelation, under the great judgments of the Lord in the latter days, then I read of a people that they have blasphemed, and they repented not. Nevertheless, when the Lord speaks, then there shall be an impression that the Lord is speaking indeed. And then there shall be much fear, and all men shall fear. In this past season, what a fear there has been because of the virus. And surely reasons to fear, because the Lord, He is speaking to the inhabitants of the earth. But now concerning that fear, then there is so much slavish fear. And that is a fear because of the consequences of sin and because of the punishment. But that fear does not bring at the feet of the Lord, and all men shall fear. And now may we be given to turn in unto ourselves under the Lord's solemn speaking, and what the consequences shall yet be. It is known unto the Lord, but the Lord is speaking to the whole earth. The Lord is speaking to the church. The Lord is speaking to us and our children, and all men shall fear. We think of the scriptures. Let us mention Belshazzar in Daniel 5, feasting. But then the Lord has spoken, written on the wall, weighed in the balances and found wanting. And then he was given to fear. Then he was given to tremble. His knees have smitten one another, and all men shall fear. And how is it now with us and our children concerning that fear? What a blessing it is when under the Lord speaking, when He comes with His judgments upon the earth, that we may be given to fear, and not with a slavish fear, but with a childlike fear. And what is now that childlike fear? That is a fear that the Lord grants unto His people. And then there shall be a people that shall be given to bow in holy awe and reverence, that when He sends His great judgments, then they are given to hear His voice. The tender fear of the Lord that causes a people to bow at the throne of grace, that grants that a people are given to ask for the Lord a deep impression of our sinnership, an impression of the Lord's attributes, that He is holy, majestic, high, and lifted up, and that we need to be reconciled, that childlike fear that worketh by love. The Lord has a people that loves the Lord and all His attributes. That is a people that need to be saved. To make it simple, congregation, a slavish fear, even with convictions, boys and girls, young people, older ones, have we been troubled in the last season, or must we even say that I am not included in our text, that I have become hard-hearted, that even the solemn speaking of the Lord, when the whole earth sat still, that I could still continue so easy, maybe even astonished. But now, that slavish fear, that only brings further from the Lord. But now that childlike fear, that brings closer to this word. A repentance shall be wrought. I read in Isaiah 30, verse 18, when the prophet Isaiah has spoken concerning the judgments that would come upon the children of Judah, then the Lord has said that He was waiting to be gracious. What a tender word. That the Lord was looking down from heaven upon that chosen people of Israel in Babylon, in that strange city, that the Lord was waiting to be gracious. Our second thought, all men shall consider His works. Then we read a step further. We have heard it in our 4 points. It speaks of different people. And now in our second point, not only that all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God, thus with the Lord speaking, and in the context, it goes concerning the judgments. But now on Thanksgiving Day, then our second point, then there is much to think and much to meditate upon, not only upon the Lord speaking, but under the judgments that the Lord has shown so much mercy unto us and our children, that hitherto that He has placed the fiery wall around about us. But I read in Psalm 2, verse 11, serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling, and shall declare the work of God. That word declare, that means to announce, to profess, to rehearse. thus under the Lord's solemn speaking. And then there shall be made mention, perhaps by those that do not so often speak of God, under the solemn judgments, then you even meet people in the world that are given to declare that this is the Lord speaking. Sometime that people not so religious, but under the Lord speaking, earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, then you read it sometime, that the conscience of that people is speaking, and that they are afraid that the day of days is come, that the end of the world is at hand, and shall declare the work of God to be given to speak, of whom the Lord is, when he manifests a little of his might upon this world, that he is so powerful, that he is everything in his hands, and shall declare the work of God. We read that word shall six times in these two verses, young and old. How is it on Thanksgiving Day, where on the one hand that the Lord is speaking so loudly and so clearly to the children of men, and on the other hand that we are such a privileged people and shall declare the works of God? I read in Micah 6 verse 9, hear ye the rod, and who has appointed it? Then it is so necessary for the church that we may be given to see the writing upon that rod, that it may be profitable for us and our children, and shall declare the works of God. How has it been in the past season, fathers and mothers? The Lord has given much opportunity under these special circumstances that you would be given to speak to your dear ones. Has that now taken place? That under the Lord's solemn speaking, many a times you were in the home together with your family circles. Has that now become profitable in the past season? Has it now become true that we were given to fear, to declare the works of God, that the Bible has received a larger place, that we have sung more often around the organ, that the family altar has received a greater, the central place in our life, and shall declare the work of God? For they shall wisely consider of his doing. By nature, then we have not wisdom, and also concerning the Lord speaking, how much unwise considering there has been of his doing. But now what a privilege, and that not only concerning the Lord's solemn speaking, but also concerning the Lord's mercies, the Lord's goodness, which he has manifested in such a wonderful and astonishing way in many different ways, and shall consider that word consider, that is a much deeper meaning than declare, because that word, that is reference to perception and to experience, to wisely consider the Lord's doings and how great His doings are amongst us and our children in the way of providence. Oh, Simon Peter at the Sea of Gennesaret, when he was given to see it, then he was given to wisely consider the Lord's doing. He was given to turn in unto himself that he was a sinful man, and yet the Lord's mercies, they were so great, to wisely consider of his doing. How necessary and how profitable that it is for the children of men concerning his doings. Oh, what a blessing it is when we may experience those doings upon unceasing prayer, that they have been begged for. Thomas Goodwin, a godly Puritan, has stated that those blessings are sweetest, that are won by prayer, and that are worn by thanks. And then how profitable it is when it may be traced out, that we may be given to see the special tokens, the time, the manner. Do we not read in John 4, when that nobleman's son, that he had been healed, when those servants returned, then it was mentioned that he was healed on the seventh hour. They shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider of his doings. And what is now so necessary? The work of the Holy Spirit, that it becomes true, that it becomes reality, that we receive that true saving faith, that we receive that I self, and that we are given to consider the Lord's doing, but also our doings. Our sins in the past season, they have been great and manifold. Oh, to consider what we do, what we deserve, but then to be given to consider what the Lord does, and more so in the way of free and sovereign grace. But much can take place in the way of providence. It is a privilege and a blessing when in our lives, in our families, that there may be times that we may be given to see this is the Lord's doing. It is wonderful in our eyes, but young and old, we need to be saved. And to that end, then in our text words, then a further separation is made, that the heart of that people may be declared. Because when the Lord works with everything they have experienced, what a questions there can be. But now in verse 10, a further separation is made. Our third thought, the righteous shall be glad. But let us first sing. of Psalter 165, the stanzas 1 and 3. Hear, Lord, the voice of my complaint. Preserve my life from fear. Hide me from plotting enemies and evil crowding near. And what follows, 165, 1 and 3. The outcome of God's doing upon the children of men. All men shall fear. All men shall consider his works. And now thirdly, the righteous shall be glad. Thus then David the psalmist, then he makes a further separation. It is true, the children of God, they shall fear, they shall talk of his doings, and consider his wonderful works. But now to further separate, because also in the religious world, there is much spoken, much confessed, many false religions, but now a further separation. And then David speaks of the righteous. Who are now those righteous ones? Has that ever become our question? Who those righteous ones are, that is a people who by the uncovering light of the Holy Spirit learn that the Lord is so holy, majestic, high and lifted up, of pure eyes than to behold evil, that the Lord is righteous and in his justice requires a perfect obedience to the law. Those righteous ones learn by the uncovering light of the Holy Spirit, by the mirror of the law, that they are unrighteous ones. That is a people that has a greater fear of sin than of the virus, because they have learned and they learn that their sin causes that breach, that separation that is so wide that can never be bridged over from their side. Those righteous ones, they are a people that is given to weep over their sins. But those righteous ones, then the Spirit teaches them that there is no righteousness in them, that even their righteousnesses, as I read in Isaiah 64, verse 6, that they are as filthy rags, and who by the exercise of true saving faith, with the opening of God's holy word, with the revelation of that mediator, and with the needed application, that they may be given to behold him, who in Jeremiah 23, verse 6, is called the Lord our righteousness. He was righteous, that he had no sin. In his act of obedience, he has kept the law. In his passive obedience, he has suffered and died. He has merited a righteousness for his people. That righteousness, that wedding garment of justification and sanctification, that is a people that learn that they need to be righteous to appear before the Lord. And now there is a special mark in our text words concerning those righteous ones, because we read that they're righteous, that they shall be glad. Oh, what an encouraging word for poor and needy sinners. Oh, in their solemn, then a David was experienced much tribulation and much persecution. Then he was far from the courts of the Lord. But then David was given to say, by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, ah, those righteous, they shall be glad. Do you hear it, congregation? That is the joy of the true child of God. Oh, after weeping, the Lord grants gladness and joy. And that word glad, in the original that comes from a word, to means to be brightened up, to shine. Then they shall be glad through the Lord, in the Lord. The righteous shall be glad. Oh, it is true. they shall be glad with the gifts which they may receive. Ah, when the Lord begins, then how glad they are when they may glean on the field of Boaz. Then they may taste of the good things of the Lord. They may experience a gladness which shall never be experienced with the things of the world. Then it is true. Then the righteous, Simon Peter, then surely when he saw it, then he was glad with the great multitude of fish which the Lord has directed in his net. Ah, the righteous, they shall be under element, when also concerning the receiving of temporal blessings, that they may see the special hand of the Lord in it, when they may experience his favor, when they may be given to end in the giver. But we read in our text, the righteous shall be glad in the Lord, that is Jehovah, I am that I am, from everlasting to everlasting the same. Hebrews 13 verse 8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The righteous shall be glad in the providence, the providential dealings of the Father. The righteous shall be glad by the work of the Holy Spirit, to receive a humble, a broken, a thankful heart, then it truly becomes a good thanksgiving day. The righteous, they shall be glad in him, through whom they may become righteous in that precious mediator who was white and ruddy, the chiefest among 10,000s, young and old. What does our gladness now consist in on this Thanksgiving Day? Then it is true, the Lord has given many a blessing, but is that where our gladness stops? Or on this day, may we be glad in the Lord? Has that been your prayer, your desire, Lord, that on this Thanksgiving Day, that I may be given to look above all thy blessings, that I may be given to receive a low place, that I may be given to rejoice in thee? When we think of a Habakkuk in chapter 3, the verses 17 and 18, after he has declared in the second verse, O Lord, I have heard thy speech, and I was afraid. Then he was given to confess, although the fig tree does not blossom, no vine, no herd in the stall, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, in the God of my salvation. Our last thought, the righteous shall trust. And then we read, and thus that is connected with it, the righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him. That speaks of the future. That speaks of the refuge for the church. That speaks of a hiding place, because Christ, he has purchased his children for body and for soul. The psalmist in Psalm 20 verse 7 has declared, some trust in horses and some in chariots, but we will trust in the name of the Lord. Then the righteous, then we read it, that joy and that trusting that go together. When the righteous when they may be given to behold and embrace by faith what the Lord has merited for His people, then what a gladness filleth their soul. Then they have a desire that He may receive all the honor and the glory. Oh, the righteous shall trust in Him to receive a place under the sheltering wings of Emmanuel, then under the Lord's solemn speaking, under the Lord's judgment. Oh, the Lord has promised. That does not mean congregation. There are times that it pleases the Lord to use His judgments, that His people are ushered into eternity. But oh, then they are eternally glad. Then they shall never experience a solemn 64 no more, but then sighing and sorrow shall flee away. And then a further mark, then we read, and all the upright in heart shall glory. That is the desire of the church, that He may be glorified. Ah, the desire that all people would be given to glorify Him. And then in Psalm 65, then a David was given to speak of the sanctuary of the Lord. Praise waiteth for Thee, O God, in Zion, and unto Thee shall the vow be performed. O Thou that hearest prayer, unto Thee shall all flesh come. And then, when a David would come to that sanctuary, ah, we have heard in this morning, under the goodness of the Lord, Simon Peter, an impression of a sinnership, iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, Thou shalt purge them away, young and old. That is what we need. We are traveling to eternity. The Lord has given another Thanksgiving Day. And how is it now in this evening? We have heard of those 4 points. Oh, of a fearing people. But there can be fear that is a slavish fear. We have heard of a speaking of God's doing, but there can be much speaking without the grace of God. But now the further separation, all a righteous people, that is righteous through Him. And oh, it is true that people, as we have read out of Psalm 65, iniquities prevail against me, but Thou will wash them all away, young and old, may still be declared. Then on Thanksgiving Day, then there may be spoken of the wonderful things of the Lord. May it please the God of all grace, by His Holy Spirit, to work lovingly, irresistibly amongst us and our children. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we may thank Thee that Thou hast given another Thanksgiving Day unto us and our children, and that Thou wast yet given a few words to speak. May it please Thee to be the after preacher. Oh, do remember us and our children in the season that lies before us. Keep us from an unexpected, but above all, from an unprepared death. What shall it be when death comes, and that we are still found to be an unrighteous one? Lord, remember us in this week. Remember the consistory when they hope to meet tomorrow evening. Wilt Thou grant what is necessary? Bless all the labors of our hand. O wilt thou further prosper the labors on the parking lot? O wilt thou keep from harm and danger? Bring us now safely to our dwellings and forgive us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 306, the four stanzas. Praise God, ye servants of the Lord. Praise his name with one accord. And what follows, we announce that tomorrow evening there will be a consistory meeting. 306, the four stanzas. I receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.